Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
What was that? That was the angel. Why? She kept a testimony. Avenge me of my adversary. And he would not until it was time. See, sometimes your faith is tested like that. Will you persevere? Will you hold on? Will you stand your ground? Stop being a chocolate saint. Now, that's not a racial thing. That's that chocolate, you know, you melt in the sun. The heat melts you. No. Tell somebody, stand your ground. In the midst of pain, tell somebody, stand your ground. When confusion tries to hit your spirits, tell them, stand your ground. Amen. When it doesn't look good at all, tell somebody, stand your ground. Persevere, steady as she goes. What we must discern, I mean, the Lord will send a storm, and so will the devil. We must have discernment. When Jonah disobeyed God and got on the ship, instead of going to Nineveh, he's going to Tarshish. You read the story, it says he went down. As soon as he started disobeying God, he started going down. Went down into the ship, and he was asleep in the ship when God sent the storm. And you know the story, when they finally said, all right, we got to throw Jonah over. When they got rid of Jonah, the cargo Jonah, and threw him over, into God's will, the storm stopped. That was a storm sent by God in relation to disobedience. It was when obedience that the storm stopped. Amen. You know, I've heard the Spirit say, be careful what you connect yourself to or who you connect to in your business. In your walk, can two walk together except they be agreed? Sometimes you're suffering loss because you don't know the full character of your business partner or what they're doing or what they are carrying, the lack of character they have. They didn't know that Jonah was running from God. I don't want to walk with nobody running from God. I can walk with them, they get struck by lightning. Amen. But then there are storms that the devil will send. And this is in opposition to your obedience. So when you know you're obeying God, don't be afraid of the storm. The Lord told him, get into a boat and go to the other side. And he fell asleep on a pillow in the back of the boat, and a storm came up. It wasn't God trying to drown them or teach them something. No, it was the devil trying to stop them from obeying God. So what happens when the enemy sends a storm? The disciples had it in them. Do you know, tell somebody, you got it in you too. You don't have to have a microphone in your mouth on your lips to stop a storm. As a matter of fact, you don't have to get loud. You don't have to be, you know, full of emotion. Your words activate. The disciples panicked. They went and woke Jesus up. Don't you care? We're all about to drown. Jesus just woke and spoke. Peace. Be still. No peace. No power. No rest. No rule. He stayed in that place. All he did was speak. And the storm stopped immediately. I ain't talking about a light shower. It stopped. And not only that, they were on the other side right away. That Galilee is 7 miles wide. And they were in the middle of it. They had another 3.5 miles to go. But immediately they were at the other shore. Immediately. I hear the Spirit saying, prophesy. I prophesy to you. If indeed you will discipline your tongue. To not talk about the storms, but to speak to them. That you will see the miraculous. You will see the hand of God. You will see what God has already purposed for you. Why? You are an heir. Come on, I said you are an heir. See the struggle sometimes is this, because people are so woven into the fabric of the Egyptian system. And there's often a slave mentality. You don't think you can get anything unless you work real hard for it. When the Lord said, no, it's not about working harder. It's about being smarter. Amen. It's not. As a matter of fact, Jesus did it all. I know some can't receive. You know, I'm a self-made man. Well, that's messed up. When you self-made. No. God is the one that does it. As a matter of fact, let me go a little further ahead. God has already done it. Tell somebody next to you, it's a done deal. It's a finished work. When the Lord says he gives you keys. Right? Tell somebody, I got keys. I got a whole thing of, a thing of keys. So many on there, I don't even remember what all of them are for. I used so many of them longer. I used a few of them on there. But the keys. But they unlock stuff. Now, God says he gave you keys, right? Tell somebody else, I have keys. The keys to the kingdom. Now, catch this. God gave you the keys to open doors to rooms. The keys don't create the door, nor do they create the room. The room is already there. The blessing is already there. The breakthrough is already there. All you need is the right key. It's a done deal. It's a finished work. The enemy's been trying to keep you by confusing your mind, hiding your identity as a child of God. You are not natural. You are supernatural. But the Egyptian system has its talons in your mind. You can't get it because of your credit score. You're looking at the money you don't have. You're too old or not old enough. You lack the education. Right? All that stuff going around in your mind. Well, God says, I've already blessed you. If I can get your mind renewed to the reality, then you'll see you got the keys. All you got to do is put it in the door, open it up. There's who you are. Amen. So it's a battle over identity. Who are you? Whose are you? Tell somebody right now, I'm not natural. I'm supernatural. Let me take it a little further. Tell somebody, you're a superhero. You defy the natural order. Child of God, see, we're not just churchgoers. We're not just humans having a spiritual experience. We are spirit beings having a human experience. Amen. And depending upon how much you believe, be it unto you as you believe. Do you know what awaits you? This is why we must be free from the system that has oppressed us. is not geared for you, it's geared against you to keep you in debt. Amen. To keep your mind troubled, thinking about bills. Gas prices go up. Transportation goes up. Oil goes up. Everything goes up. And now people stop buying food because it's a dollar more. Y'all, I ain't buying that. They done went up. Well, just don't eat then. Listen. It don't matter if the interest rate goes up. Come on. It don't matter if the interest rate goes up to 10%. When does an interest rate govern us? I'm not saying do foolish stuff. But folk look at statistics and balances and then determine their measure of faith in God. Like God is bound by that. I heard him say, the gold is mine. The silver is mine. The cattle on 1,000, the cattle on 1,000,000, the cattle on all the hills are mine. It's not the world's, but that system has people on lockdown. It wants to make you small, manipulate you, control you, limit you. When you are a new creature. Listen, I just didn't stop a bunch of habits. God didn't just dress up an old me or an old you. When you got born again, that's exactly what it means. You were born again. There's another you that came out. The old you has passed away. Can you get this? Come on. Stop holding on to that old. Let it go. Get out in faith. Let God show you. Too many times you're holding on to something. The old you. The devil reminded you where you come from. What you used to do. How many people you killed. I knew I'd get a witness over there. How you used to steal. How you used to fornicate.
Have you ever felt like God was calling you higher? Higher than routine. Higher than religion. Higher than just going through the motions. In The Rise of the Remnant, Apostle Trevor Banks Sr. helps you discover how to leave behind the weight of hypocrisy, distraction, and doubt, and rise into the fullness of God's grace, using the very skies above us, from the troposphere to the stratosphere. Apostle Trevor Banks shows us what it means to grow in faith, to push past obstacles, and to live as the authentic you. This is a call to transformation, a call to go deeper, a call to rise. Don't settle for surface living. Be part of the remnant God is raising up. The Rise of the Remnant by Apostle Trevor Banks. Available now wherever books are sold.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.